Now it's time for, of course, Mike Hanson's Song of Praise.
Here he is.
This is Songs of Praise, a Mike Hanson production.
And he does
copyright
it,
Mike Hanson.
Yeah, okay. A lot of people saying, seriously, now, who is Mike Hanson? It doesn't matter. He's an executive producer here at Six Music. Nobody knows what he does.
Assistant editor.
Oh, has he gone up?
Yeah.
How has that happened? BBC Trust should be aware of these kind of things. I don't think that should be happening. He knows I'm kidding. That's the thing. Assistant editor of Six Music. And it was his idea. So that's why we say it's Mike Hanson's Song of Praise. On the telephone line is Greg Johnson. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Sean.
How are you?
I'm fine, fine, fine.
Are you having any technical problems at that end?
Not at the moment, no, not at the moment, no. Great to hear the go-betweens there, Sean.
Wasn't that lovely? So yeah. I mean, I know that there are other go-between songs we could play, and perhaps we play that more than the others, but it's just such a lovely thing to hear.
Yes, great song. Everybody should buy all the records. They're a great band.
Oh, there you go. A good recommendation from you, Greg. But where are you calling from?
I'm calling from just outside Newcastle.
Oh, lovely. And is it Tupperware skies there as well?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
But
forecast rain, but let's hope it kicks off.
I know.
I'm going to see Bruce Springsteen later today, isn't it?
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm missing him on Sunday, because I don't know if I've mentioned, but I'm doing some TV at the Isle of Wight Festival this weekend, and I'm going to be travelling back here whilst he's on.
Shame.
Thinking tragedy it is.
Yeah, yeah. Hyde Park, though, Sean, so we can get down to Hyde Park later in July, I think.
He's good, isn't he, Greg?
Yeah,
He's on it. I must say hello to my mate Ian All. I want it all, because he lives near you. Do you know him?
I don't know him, no.
Shame. We should get
together. I know Dave Hall. Is he related?
No, he's not. No, what are you, toast? Oh, God. How awkward.
Sean.
Shouting out her name.
Praising.
What are you praising this morning?
I'm praising this morning, Sean, the mighty album that is Blood on the Tracks by Bob Dylan.
That's good. That is good, isn't it? It's one of the great Dylan albums. It's one of the great divorce albums. I know that's been said a lot, but it kind of is, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Work of genius, in my view, yeah.
And do you play it with that? I mean, I'm going to ask a personal question here, but are you yourself divorced?
I am actually, Sean. Yes.
I didn't know that, did I?
No. That's very astute.
I was being trepidatious because you know, but it is one of those albums that I think resonates even more with the people who have been through that process.
Sure is. Yeah. All of human life is in that record.
As it is, so is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I particularly like playing Idiot Wind.
Yes.
Because it's just so angry, isn't it?
Yeah, great track. They're all great tracks, though. There isn't a bad track on the album.
No, you're right, it's an absolute storm. We will play a track from the wonderful Bob Dylan's landmark album, Blood on the Tracks. What's your favourite, though? What do you think encapsulates the album best?
Well, it's the track you're going to play, I think, really, which is, not to take too much power out of what you're going to say, is Tangled Up in Blue. It's just a great track, and it seems to live as a song. It seems to have renaissance right across the time, I think, really. It's a great, great song. As I said, there isn't a bad track on that record.
You're right. It is, you're right. It's just like a... It sounds like 20 years of somebody's life encapsulated in 4 minutes.
Right.
Every single important point. It's all the. So that's what we'll do. We'll play it for you. And I hope you have a fantastic day, and I hope the rain keeps off.
Well, say hello to everybody out there that knows me, Sean.
Oh.
All those Dylan fanatics who will be listening in.
Oh, yeah. And Tim Burgess, particularly. He's a massive one. Listen, this is for you and for them. The unbelievably brilliant Tangled Up in Blue by Bob Dylan.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress. Papa's bankbook wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue, tangled up in blue. I had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all. And one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a B-employee, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines on my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. I thought you'd never say hello. She said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, that was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenter's wives. Don't know how it all got started. I don't know what they do with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point.
Plays underground music or undiscovered music because no one else does. We deserve a medal, and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.